This is highlight number 21 from the book of Hebrews, drawn from Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 1 and chapter 7 verse 25. Question is, what is Jesus doing now? 8:1 reads, Jesus sat down at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven. And 7:25 reads, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Jesus was with His Father in heaven. He came to earth. We call that the incarnation. He ministered. He died. That's the crucifixion. He rose again. The resurrection. He disappeared back to His Father. That's the ascension. Where is He now? And what is He doing? These are the two questions these verses answer. His ascension to heaven also enabled the Holy Spirit to start His great work in the hearts and lives of the Lord's people. To sit at the King's right hand was to occupy the position of highest honour, second only to the King. Psalm 110 says, The Lord, that is the Lord God, says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, Rule in the midst of your enemies. The Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Peter used those verses in his speech at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 34. It is referred to in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, where Paul says, God exalted him to the highest place. He also said, He raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, emphasizing the great power and authority he now had, Jesus himself, in a prayer that amounts to a clear prophecy, said, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. That's John chapter 17 and verse 5. So it is quite clear where Jesus is now. But our text adds something to those statements, which is of great importance for us. What Jesus is doing is to intercede for us. Paul says this clearly in Romans 8 and 34. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. John calls Jesus our advocate with the Father. That's in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. Advocate is a law court term for someone who speaks on behalf of someone else. The work of the Holy Spirit is to enable us to pray effectively. Jesus then relates our prayers, perhaps filtering them, to the Father. How he can possibly do that when there must be thousands or millions of prayers made every second, we will never know. But he is capable of doing that. Because although he is the man in heaven, he can also exercise his divine prerogative at his Father's right hand. This is a great encouragement for us. Our prayers are poor, inadequate things, but they are received and polished by our Lord himself before they are presented to God the Father. Hopefully, He also fills in for us some of the prayers we should make, but fail to do so from laziness or inadequacy. Thank you, Lord.